This is directly related to the FBI's ongoing investigation of the terrorist attack in San Bernardino. And this is an investigation that's being conducted by independent law enforcement officers. They've made a case to the court that this telephone, this iPhone, that was owned by the San Bernardino Department of Public Health, but was used by one of the terrorists, that they should have access to that phone, and that Apple should disable the auto-erase security feature on the phone. That's the case that they've made to the court, and the court issued their ruling, say that they issued a ruling indicating its agreement. So for questions about, you know, whether or not that's appropriate or what additional steps the Department of Justice will take if Apple chooses to appeal the ruling, I'd refer you to the Department of Justice and to the FBI because they're leading the investigation. I think it is important to note here, Josh, exactly what the Department of Justice is requesting. They are not asking Apple to redesign its product or to create a new backdoor to one of their products. They're simply asking for something that would have an impact on this one device. You know, again, for the merits of that argument and why the Department of Justice has concluded that that's important, I'd refer you to them. Obviously, the Department of Justice and the FBI can count on the full support of the White House as they conduct an investigation to learn as much as they possibly can about this particular incident. The President certainly believes that that is an important national priority, but it's ultimately the responsibility of these independent law enforcement professionals to do that.